These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Maggie, I'm 60. I'm a charity volunteer from Liverpool.
I'm Ian, I'm 37. I'm an IT administrator from Glasgow.
I'm Lewis, I'm 29. I'm a project manager from Buckinghamshire.
I'm Ellen, I'm 52, and I'm a schools finance officer from Redditch.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Maggie. Welcome to the show, Maggie.
Thank you.
Now, you're from Liverpool, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, born and bred?
No, I'm from Sunderland.
And what took you there? A train, no
doubt. Oh, a man.
Oh, enough said, love. what do you do in Liverpool?
I'm not working at the moment. I'm a charity volunteer.
Right.
But I have a lot of things to do. I've still got one of my children at home.
How old is your child left at home?
16.
Boy or girl?
Girl. Do you feel sorry for me?
It's tough, that, isn't it?
It is.
OK, all right. What do you get up to in your spare time, though?
I read a lot. I love film. I love theatre. I like patchwork.
Very good. OK, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'll spend it. Like that.
Would you? Good for you, girl. On what?
Well, if I get a lot, I'd like to have a party for my family in Italy. My mum's Italian.
Wow.
And if I only get a little bit, I'd like to have a trip to Stratford. To the theatre, you know, to see a Shakespeare play.
All right, let's get you to Stratford-upon-Avon. This is the cash builder round. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yep, ready as I'll ever be.
Good for you, Maggie. I wish you well. Your time starts now. What lager brand is also a Scandinavian drinking toast?
Skål.
Correct. What Shakespeare play is a sequel to Henry IV, Part 2?
Henry V.
Correct. What sculptor by Rodin has the nude subject resting his head on his... Correct. 1977, which boxer married the model Veronica Portia?
I don't know, Frank Bruno.
Muhammad Ali. Which Prime Minister was given the wartime codename Former Naval Person?
Winston Churchill.
Correct. The Horse and His Boy is a title from what series of 50s children's books?
Pass.
Chronicles of Narnia. What name links a Scooby-Doo character and the singer of O Carolina?
Don't know, Shaggy.
Correct. What colour leotards did fitness guru Diana Moran...
Green.
Correct. Which Scots-born entertainer appears in Zero Dark Thirty as CIA man Jeremy?
Pass.
John Barrowman. According to the old joke, policemen live on which avenue?
Pass.
Let's be Avenue. £6,000, Maggie. You're a good player. Happy with that?
I am. I wish I'd been better.
I think you are better. I think you was unlucky with a couple. Should we see what the offers are?
Oh, yeah.
Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be Jenny the Vixen Ryan? She's hot stuff, like a Bolton chili pepper. What about playing the Cinnamon, though? With that suit, he's the world's only drip-dry chaser. What about the governor? She could be playing her. She's had a medical. Turns out her blood group is AB antifreeze. Or perhaps it's the Beast. You know, when he orders a jumbo burger, he actually does expect an elephant. Or maybe it's the Dark Destroyer. He really lives life on the edge. Sometimes he sprays his deodorant from less than 15 centimetres. That is dangerous. Who do you want to take on?
Well, I'd quite like to take on the Beast.
Would you?
I'd like to beat him.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. You got a thing about the Beast?
No, I'd just like to beat him.
Wouldn't we all? Time to bring on the chaser. There you go. There you go. How about that? And I never know who's coming across that bridge, so your wishes are after mine. It's the Beast himself, Mark Lebetch. He wants to beat you.
Good afternoon, Maggie.
Good afternoon, Mark.
For a Shakespeare buff, for you it'll be a case of to be... No, not to be.
Let's put some money on the table. £6,000. Now, if you wish to change your starting position, you can. If you want to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thanks. But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
Not sure about this team. So this is a bit of an exploratory offer. £26,000.
Thank you very much. Maggie, have a chat with your team. Ellen.
Maggie, you had an excellent cash builder. You can bring 6,000 back. Go for the 26 if you think you can do it.
Lewis.
Maggie, 6,000 is absolutely fantastic. I think £1,000 is an absolute disgrace. I think you can beat him with the 26. You said you wanted to, so go for it.
Ian.
Maggie, I think you should go for the £6,000 and beat him in the final round.
Thank you very much indeed. All right, let's face the table, Maggie. We have 1, 6, 26 grand. What'll it be?
I'm going to take the 26.
So, no deliberation then?
No, I've thought about it. Well, it's a gamble, but I'm going to do it.
Well, that was quick. 26 it is, Beastie Boy.
Well worth a shot. It's just if I catch you, sorry, when I catch you, it really annihilates the rest of the team.
Well, we shall see.
Oh, it won't really annihilate them. They're very good, with or without me.
Maggie, for 26 grand, the chase is on. Come on, Max. Let's go. I love it. Player number one, get in. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Characters from what novel were partly inspired by R.M. Lockley's book, The Private Life of the Rabbit? A, Animal Farm. B, The Incredible Journey. C, Watership Down. You've put Watership Down. That's got to be it, isn't it, surely? Ian Forster.
So.
It's got to be, isn't it?
So, Richard Adams.
Oh, was it? Not Charlotte Bronte.
It's still just a guess on my
Stephen
part.
King. The Wabbits.
I don't know that one.
It's very scary. All right. You've put Watership Down. Correct answer is... Well played. Of course, it's a step close to home. Well played. Chase has put... Yeah, Watership Down, all the same. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Due to its iconic Robert Indiana sculpture, JFK Plaza in Philadelphia is better known as what? A, Love Park. B, Hope Park. C, Hug Park. Tough that. OK, you've put Hug Park.
Not a clue. But I thought Love Park. No.
Correct answer is? It's Love Park. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. OK, goes with Love Park, moves to within one. We're five from home. Come on, Maggie. Here's your next question. In finance, what is the collective term for futures and options on bonds, equities and commodities? A, derogatories. B, derisories. C, derivatives. You've put derivatives. Got to be.
I think so.
Yeah. Correct answer is... derivatives is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... goes right with derivatives, yeah.
I didn't know what they were, but I knew that was a term in finance.
Here's your next question. When meeting in the Second World War, how were Churchill, Roosevelt and Stalin collectively known? A, the Big Three. B, the Top Three. C, the First Three. Or D, the Chuckle Brothers. You've put the Big Three.
I guess.
Correct answer is... Big Three is right. Step closer home. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes also right, the Big Three.
Yeah, by the end of the war, Stalin was the only one still in power. Because FDR had passed away and Churchill got voted out in the khaki election.
That's extraordinary. Here's the next question. First published in 2014, what was the title of Jesse Burton's best-selling debut novel? A, The Miniaturist. B, The Landscapist. C, The Taxidermist. You've put...
I'm not sure about this one.
The Miniaturist.
I'm not sure.
No.
Might be The Taxidermist.
Oh.
We'll see.
Correct answer is... got to be right to stay in the game. Well played. Miniaturist is right. Oh. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... he may well go with Taxidermist.
No,
here.
I think he knew it.
Do you think he'd get it?
I think he knew it.
He does as well. Well played. Very good.
I knew it was a modern book. I didn't know who it was by.
Good answer. Had you gone for the lower offer, we would be through. Here's your question. Which 1980s number one features the line, loving would be easy if your colours were like my dreams? A, Careless Whisper. B, Billie Jean. C, Karma Chameleon. Need an answer? You've put... Karma Chameleon?
I don't know it. I was going to go for A first. I don't think it's Billie Jean.
No. Correct answer is, got to be right, he'll know this. Well played, Karma Chameleon's right. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Goes right, Karma Chameleon stays within one. We're one from home. Had you gone for your £6,000, you'd be through.
I'd like an easy one now, please. No more stinkers.
Well, I thought that was pretty easy.
Next line was red, gold and green.
Love it, love it. Here's your next question. One more and you're through. £26,000. Come on, Maggie. Cricketer Jeff Boycott has been chairman of which fictional football club? A, Earls Park. B, Fulchester United. C, Melchester Rovers. Oh, this is a disaster. This is an unmitigated disaster. Not only is it about football and a cricketer, it's fictitious.
I know.
It's your worst nightmare question rolled into one.
I know.
Even I don't know this. I'm a mad football fan. Right, let's do this. You've put for £26,000. Come on, Melchester Rovers. Where do you reckon that comes from?
Well, I have a vague idea that Roy of the Rovers played for Melchester Rovers, but I could be wrong. That's my reasoning.
Was it?
It seemed like I'd heard of Melchester Rovers and not of Earls Park or Fulchester United.
Melchester Rovers, Roy of the Rovers! Come on, for £26,000, correct answer is... Not in a million years would I put them together. Oh! Get in! What a strike! Get in!
Better
than say to me now, Mark. Roy of the Rovers, what an answer, Maggie. What an answer. Brilliant. Take that in boy band language.
What can I say? You guessed the last two or three, but they all count. Yeah, Earls Park was Footballers' Wives.
Right.
And Fulton United, Billy the Fish in Viz.
I tell you what, Maggie, brilliant. Well played, darling. Fantastic. Player one, £26,000. Beastie Boy.
Thanks. I only have two words. Game on.
Well and truly. And next to face the chaser, it's Ian. Welcome to the show, Ian.
Thanks, Brad.
From Glasgow?
Yes, from Glasgow, yeah.
All right, you're an IT administrator?
Yes, I am, yeah. So I work for Strathclyde University and look after all of their systems to make sure that the students can hand in their exams on time.
Sure. And what do you get up to in your spare time?
I'm currently training to run an Ironman triathlon. So that's a 4-mile swim, then a 100-mile bike ride, and then a full marathon run.
What would have to be your daily calorific intake to train for something like that?
I think if I was eating healthily, then it would be sort of good vegetables. But I find at the moment it's cake and donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to build up all the carbs inside you?
No, it just tastes better. I just like cakes.
See what you do? Well, when you're training for that, you can eat what you like, that's for sure. If you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd send my parents away on a cruise because they actually live on an island in the far northwest of Scotland and haven't been away for 30 years. So I'd like to send them away.
All right, look, let's get your folks away on a cruise. Get them somewhere nice and warm.
OK.
Shall we do that?
Yes.
All right, I wish you well. Ian, cash belt around. Here it goes. Your time starts now. On what date in February did the St Valentine's Day massacre take place?
14th.
Correct. Which famous strongman put the shot for Britain at the 76 Olympics?
Jeff Kipps.
Correct. What sports retail chain was founded by two men called John and David in 1981?
Sports Direct.
JD Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, which fictional character from Iowa graduated from Starfleet Academy in 2254?
Captain Kirk.
Correct. Bondi and Waikiki are examples of what geographical features?
Features.
Correct. Once the longest railway tunnel, which engineer built Box Tunnel in Wiltshire?
Pass.
Isn't Bard Kingdom Brunel? The poet Longfellow wrote, "Into each life some rain must what?"
Fall.
Correct. In 2015, Tom Hardy replaced Mel Gibson in what film role?
Mad Max.
Correct. The cantons of Uri, Schwyz and Unterwalden created what modern-day country in 1291?
Austria.
Switzerland. The children's novel, Double or Die. No time to get there for you, Ian, but very good nonetheless. £6,000. Happy?
Happy with that, yeah. It's a good start.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon.
Well, we have something in common. We both have the same diet. Except you're an Iron Man, I'm a quiz man.
Put some money on the table, another $6,000, very good. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
$1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
Let's bait the hook. £34,000.
Lovely, thanks. Have a chat with your team. Ellen.
Ian, you had a great cash builder again. It would be brilliant if you could bring £6,000 back. £1,000 is derisory.
Lewis.
Yeah, £6,000 is a fantastic cash builder, and we need you back here.
Champ.
I'd like to encourage you to take the higher amount, but of course it's how you feel about it.
I'll say one thing for Maggie, she's going for the jugular.
I know, great, I love it. I love it, though. C1, I think it's a fantastic attitude to have, I really do. £1,634,000, Ian?
I'm very tempted by going for the highest offer, but the one opponent I didn't want to face was Mark.
Right.
So I'm going to play it safe and I'm going to go for the £6,000.
He's going to play it safe and go for the six.
Fair enough. But both Ellen and Lewis now have mocked what I thought was pretty reasonable low offers. You're going to pay for that.
Ian, for £6,000, the chase is on. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. Come on, let's do this. What is the first name of the title character in the sitcom Mrs. Brown's Boys? A, Agnes, B, Mary, C, Winnie. You've put Agnes.
It's not a programme I watch, but my mum enjoys it. I'm pretty sure I've heard Agnes been used in it.
Correct answer is... Yeah, Agnes is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right with Agnes, of course, the brilliant Brenda McCall. They're all brilliant, the whole family. Here's the next question. Clement Attlee likened what to a glass of champagne that has stood for 5 days? A, press, B, royal family, C, House of Lords. You've put House of Lords.
I think as a politician, he was probably referring to a bill or something that was going through. Yeah. So it seems the most likely answer.
Correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home. House of Lords is right. Chase has put. Goes right also with House of Lords. Stays with us. Here's the next question. In what Olympic throwing event is the equipment used by men twice the weight of the women's? A, discus, B, hammer, C, shot. Oh, now then. All right, you have put. Right. You've put shot.
I think any of these could be correct because I'm not actually throwing anything myself, but I imagine the shot would be heavier.
Right. Well, you're looking at one of the shot put champs here of one of the big universities, so he's going to know this. You've put shot. Correct answer is? It's discus, staying where you are. Chase has put. Bread and butter to the beast, this. Goes right with discus, moves to within two.
Yeah, men's discus is 2 kilos, women's 1. Hammer and the shot are both 16 pounds or 7.26 kilos. And the women's shot or hammer is 4 kilos or 8.8 pounds. So it's nearly double.
Did you hold any records at Oxford?
No. I was a champion 1 year, but only because the better guys took the day off.
Played,
I was my school champion.
Good. Here's your next question. Which of these penguins is the tallest native bird in Antarctica? A, the Gentoo penguin, B, the chinstrap penguin, or C, the emperor penguin? You've put emperor. It's got to be, isn't it?
I would think so. I would hope that an emperor would be tall rather than small.
Correct answer is? Yeah, emperor penguin's right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right also with Emperor Penguin. Remains two behind. We're two from home. Here's your next question. The first and second battles of Newbury took place during which conflict? A, Hundred Years' War, B, English Civil War, C, World War II. You've put English Civil War.
History is my weakest subject, so I don't... It's definitely not World War II, so it was a guess.
You've put English Civil War. Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. English Civil War's right. Chase has put. Goes right also with English Civil War. Sticks with us. We are one from home. Here's your next question. UK's biggest selling single of 2014 appeared in what film? A, Despicable Me 2, B, Frozen, C, The Lego Movie. You've put Despicable Me 2.
I think it's Happy by Pharrell, which was in that film. But I know Frozen was a very large selling song, but I think it might be Happy.
Very good. I was gonna go Frozen all day long. Right, to go through with $6,000, correct answer is... Oh, what a cracking answer. Ian, well played. Yeah, brilliant. What a cracking answer that was.
I thought, he's going to go Frozen here and I've got him.
Ian, well played,
Thanks
mate. That was terrific. What an answer. Yeah.
Great, well done.
Beastie.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
I really am. Why wouldn't I? I've got £32,000 in the prize fund. Two very good players through to the final. Can Lewis make the third? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Lewis. Welcome to the show, Lewis.
From Hi, Bradley.
Buckinghamshire.
Yes.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm a project manager. I work for a sustainability consultant.
Okay. Right. Don't know what any of that is.
I'm working on one of the most exemplary developments in the UK. It's going to be the UK's first eco town.
How many houses precisely?
About 6,000 in the future.
Crikey. Right, OK, fair enough. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I'm a bit of a weather nerd. I've got a weather station on the top of my shed, so I like to sort of track weather and speak to other nerds around the world about it.
Have you ever thought of just looking out of your window?
I do that regularly.
How does it go?
Rain, sun, usually, with a bit of snow mixed in.
Simple.
Exactly.
OK, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I really like snow, and I've never been anywhere that's snowy, so I'd like to take my one-year-old son to Lapland to meet Father Christmas.
You've never been anywhere that's snowy? You live in Buckinghamshire, for goodness sake.
I've never been somewhere where there's a lot of snow, like 5-6 foot of snow.
All right, look, let's get you off to see Santa's Winter Wonderland.
Exactly.
Can we do that?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, Lewis, I wish you well. Your time starts now. What short form of the boy's name Lawrence sounds like a type of vehicle?
Lorry.
Correct. What Manfred Mann song begins, "There she was just walking down the street"?
Pass.
Do what did he? The son of Alexander III became the last Tsar of what country?
Russia.
Correct. TV series Emerald City is related to what 30s film musical?
Wizard of Oz.
Correct. The zinc family of elements form group 12 of what scientific table?
The periodic table.
Correct. What Arthur Conan Doyle gang of street children was led by Wiggins?
Pass.
Baker Street, the regulars. What American skyscraper is named after the nickname of New York State?
The Empire State Building.
Correct. What Chinese sauce has a name that means fresh seafood?
Soy.
Hoisin. What 90s TV cartoon featured a child genius with a sister called Dee Dee?
Pass.
Dexter's Laboratory. Which tennis player made his Davis Cup debut for Spain in 2004?
Rafa Nadal.
Correct. In what Jane Austen novel does Lydia elope with George?
Pride and Prejudice.
Yes, just in time. Well played, Lewis. Brilliant. Pride and Prejudice, of course. £7,000.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Time to face the beast.
Good afternoon, Lewis.
Afternoon, Mark.
I don't do eco-friendly. In fact, I'm one of the UK's largest producer of methane.
Let's put some money on the table. £7,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you.
You thought £1,000 was derisory. No, it isn't. Minus 4,000 is derisory. That's the appropriate response, Maggie.
Well done. Step closer to the Chaser will get you an offer of...
I'll make it worth your while. £38,000.
Brilliant. Have a chat with your team. Ellen.
Lewis, we need you back here. Brilliant cash bill to bring back the £7,000.
Ian.
Lewis, I'm fully confident you could get the £38,000, but you're quick and we need you for the last round.
Maggie.
Lewis, £38,000 is a lot of money. Do think about it.
I'll say one thing for Maggie, she's consistent.
I know, yeah, no mess in there. Minus 4, £738,000. What are you thinking?
I know I can offer a lot going back to the team, so I'm going to stick with the seven.
Sticking with the seven, yeah, you're a good player. Seven it is, Chaser.
Let's do this.
Let's do this indeed. Lewis for £7,000, the chase is on. Good choice, good choice. Here's your first question, good luck. If something suddenly becomes fashionable, it is said to be the new what? A, red, B, blue, C, black. You've put black, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, the correct answer is, I've heard that. It's right, step closer home, Chase has put. Yep, goes right also, comes onto the table.
TV show, Orange is the New Black.
All right, here's your next question. How many countries does China have land borders with? A, 6, B, 10, C, 14. You've put 6.
I should know this. I really, really should know it. It's a big country.
Russia.
Mongolia.
Kazakhstan.
Oh, yeah. India, Nepal.
Wales.
And there's a lot of little sovereign states.
Correct answer is... Oh, 14. Staying where we are. Chase has put. If it goes right, the 14 moves to within two.
I'm afraid my knowledge of post-Soviet Asian geography is not as good as it should be.
The list
whole
is endless.
Shed load.
Yeah, here we go. Here's the next question. The European Space Agency's Rosetta probe was launched with the aim of performing a detailed study of what? A, a comet, B, Mars, C, the Moon. You've put Mars.
There is something in the news recently about a comet, but I don't know if it's the Rosetta probe, so I went with Mars.
Correct answer is? Staying where you are. Comet's the right answer. Chase has put. Here he comes. Goes right with the comet. Good job we didn't go for the 38. We'd be out. Chaser?
You'd read the story, just not put two and two together. Yeah, the Philly lander.
Right, thank you. All right, four from home. Chase is one behind. We've got to get this right. Here's your question. The phrase, like the clappers, originally referred to what musical instruments? A, bells. B, maracas. C, tambourines. You've put maracas.
They clap together and they go really fast. And
they do.
Like the clappers means.
Yep, you're absolutely right in that. They do go fast. Correct answer is? It's bells. It's the name of the thing inside. Okay. Bell itself, that's the clapper. Okay, you think he knows it?
Yeah.
We're staying where we are. If the chaser's right, we're out. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with bells, takes us out four from home. Chaser?
Yeah, you're right, it's the clappers, that bit in the bell that causes a striking sound. Went for the obvious answer.
Absolutely.
I'm afraid I'm not very eco-friendly, because I've just disposed of you.
Lewis, I'm sorry to lose you. You'd have been invaluable in the final chase. However, you have been caught in a few. The chase is over. Thanks, mate. So, Ian and Maggie are through. Only Ellen is left to play. Now, here's the thing. With 32,000, will she have a touch of the old seat four syndrome? Is she going to take away or add two? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Ellen. Welcome to the show, Ellen.
Thanks, Bradley.
Now, you're based in Redditch.
That's right, in Worcestershire.
And you're a teacher, is that correct?
I'm not a teacher, I'm a finance officer in a high school.
You're the one with the purse strings, then?
Control money coming in, money going out.
What do you get up to in your spare time?
I like baking cupcakes.
Very good. What's your speciality cupcake?
Bailey's cupcakes.
Did you bring any with you?
I missed a trick, I didn't, no.
Okay, all right. Well, look, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm not a very keen gardener, and my garden resembles a bit of a rainforest at the moment, so I'd like to pay someone to come in and work a miracle with it.
I'll come round and do it for you if you get them cupcakes out. That'd be perfect. Ellen, I wish you luck. Your time starts now. A lemon peel angelfish is mostly what primary colour?
Yellow.
Correct. Cuthbert Cringeworthy is teacher's pet in what Beano comic strip?
Pass.
Bass Street Kids. The title of a Tennessee Williams play is Suddenly Last What?
Sorry, pass.
Summer. In February 2014, Matteo Renzi became Prime Minister of what country?
Argentina.
Italy. Which former Page Three girl had four UK top 20 hits as a singer?
Sam Fox.
Correct. What word links the triangular segments of a whale's tail and a lucky accident?
Pass.
Fluke. The soap River City set in a fictional district of what Scottish city?
Edinburgh.
Glasgow. Unless I'm Very Much Mistaken is a book by which Formula One commentator?
Murray Wilson.
Murray Walker. In the film Trainspotting, which actor makes the Choose Life speech?
Ewan McGregor.
Correct. Which supermodel was born in New South Wales, March 1964?
Elle McPherson.
Correct. What name? Very, very good, Ellen. £4,000. Happy with that?
Ish. I'd have liked to have done better, but, yeah, £4,000 is respectable.
But look what we've got in a pot.
It'll add very nicely to that, yep.
Right, time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Ellen.
Good afternoon, Mark.
So, a school finance officer.
That's right.
Motivation is not going to be a problem for me here.
We'll see.
Put some money on the table. There you go. £4,000. Step close to home, though. We'll get you an offer of.
Consider this a fine for not bringing along those cupcakes. Minus £5,000.
Thank you. However, a step closer to the chaser gets you an offer of.
You'll never go for it. But just to make Maggie happy. £48,000.
Thanks. Have a chat with your team. Ian?
I think you can definitely do the £4,000, but it's also really important that you get back to the last round, so if you wanted to go lower, then you can go for it.
Maggie?
Well, I think minus £5,000 is a bit cheeky, and I understand at this stage of the game, you know, I know you're a bit nervous, £48,000, maybe you don't want to go for that, especially after Lewis has gone, so... And we do want you back here.
Right, £4,000, you're saying. Minus five, £4,000, £48,000. Ellen, what are you thinking?
48's a brilliant offer, thank you, but I'd like to try and get back, so I'm going to try and take back the four.
Take back the four, it is, chaser.
Wouldn't have blamed you for taking the minus five.
Me neither. Ellen, for £4,000, the chase is on. Right. Here comes your first question. Popular in Eastern Europe and the Middle East, kefir is a drink made from fermented what? A, honey, B, milk, C, rice. You've put honey.
I don't know. That's a pure guess. Absolutely no idea on that one.
Correct answer is? Milk it is. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right in the milk, moves onto the table. We're five from home.
Food and drink's the subject I study the hardest at, and I just remember it's being something milk-related.
Here's your next question. The 2014 video game subtitle Isolation is based on what horror film franchise? A, Paranormal Activity, B, Alien, C, The Grudge. You've put Paranormal Activity.
I don't do horror films. I'm a scaredy-cat, so, again, that's just a guess.
Correct answer is... It's Alien, staying where you are. Chase has put, here he comes. Yeah, goes with Alien. Moves to within one of us. We're five from home. Got to get this right. Good luck. Five on the bounce, Ellen. That's what we need now. Here's your next question. Which of these characters appeared in Coronation Street first? A, Tracy. B, Todd. C, Tyrone. You've put Tracy.
I'm a Coronation Street fan, so I'm on good ground with this one.
Correct answer is? Goes right with Tracy. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right also with Tracy. And remains the one behind. Four from home. Here's your next question. The name of which of these countries is the same in its native language as in English? A, Andorra. B, Albania. C, Austria. You've put Andorra.
I know it's not Austria. Well, I think I know it's not Austria, so it was a choice for A and B.
Correct answer is? Yeah, there you are. Andorra's correct. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right with Andorra. Sticks with us. Two behind, but three from home. Here's your next question. The Barcelona World Race is an event in what sport? A, yachting. B, rallying. C, cycling. You've put yachting.
Cycling, I've heard of the Tour de France. Rallying, I know nothing about. Yachting, again, was just a guess. I know Barcelona's a port.
Correct answer is? Well played. Step close to home. Yachting's right. Chase has put. Great answer. Well played, Ella. Yeah, goes also with yachting, yeah.
Educated guess there.
Here's the next question. After nitrogen, what is the most abundant gas in the air? A, neon. B, oxygen. C, helium. You've put neon.
Science isn't my strong point, but I just think I've heard this somewhere. I hope I'm right.
OK, you've put neon. The correct answer is... it's oxygen. OK, you're staying where you are. If the chaser's put oxygen, you're out. What do you think?
I think he's going to know this.
Chaser has put... yeah, it goes with oxygen. All right, OK. So, go ahead, what's it made up of?
Nitrogen, just over 78%. Oxygen's just under 21%. Argon's third with a bit more than 0.5%. And then there's the rest.
Right, thank you very much indeed. Oh, Ellen, I'm sorry, but you have been caught. And for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Thank you. Game of two halves.
This is not one of these games where I can sort of wander off here and think I've won this already.
Right.
It's going to be close.
So Ian and Maggie have made it through to the final. Total prize fund is 32 grand, 16 grand each. Even the Beast says it's going to be close. Hang around, we'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Ian and Maggie have made it through to the final chase. £32,000 in the prize fund, 16 grand each. And during the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B. You have selected set...
B.
That means, of course, the Beast gets set A. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. OK, Ian, Maggie, good luck. Your time starts... now, the Cruyff Turn is a move in what sport?
Football.
Maggie.
Correct. Which US president was known as the Great Emancipator?
Maggie. Lincoln.
Correct. The word chortle first appeared in what Lewis Carroll poem?
Maggie.
Jabberwocky.
Correct. Eddie Murphy played seven roles in what 1996 film remake?
Ian. Being places.
The Nutty Professor. AUD is the three-letter code for what country's currency?
Ian. Austria.
Australia. Which queen immediately preceded four successive King Georges?
Maggie.
Anne.
Correct. What is the usual shape of a Lazy Susan?
Maggie.
Rand.
Correct. Which 60s TV character had the car registration number ST1?
Ian.
Saint.
Correct. What biblical figure is known in Spain as El Diablo?
Maggie.
Devil.
Correct. Hydrochloric acid turns litmus paper what colour?
Maggie.
Red.
Correct. The card game Solo Whist normally has how many players?
Maggie.
One.
Four. How was comedian Alfred Hawthorne Hill better known?
Maggie.
Benny Hill. What company launched the 3DS handheld game console?
Ian.
A Nintendo.
Correct. The seaport of Natal is in what South American country?
Pass. Maggie.
Brazil. Who wrote the book The Princess Bride?
Maggie.
Pass.
William Goldman. What does the ons mean if someone's degree is BA ons?
Maggie. With honours.
Correct. What first name links the first and 41st US presidents?
Jamie.
George. In the 1965 hit, who did the Beach Boys ask to help them?
Ian.
Rhonda. What nationality is pole dark star Aidan Turner?
Maggie.
Welsh.
Irish. The French confiture de fraise is what flavoured jam?
Strawberry.
Correct. According to the saying, you take the ball by what body parts?
A horn. Maggie.
Correct. Hematids, another name for what type of blood cell?
Maggie. Red.
Correct. Bilbao's a port in what bay?
Biscay. Maggie.
Correct. Which leader Huns was known as Etzel? All right, 16. Very good. You're on fire there, Maggie. Here we go. Time to bring back the chaser. Well, we started at such a rate of knots there. A
lot of pace. One or two missed opportunities.
All right, well, look. Remember, if the beast gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they're pushing back one step. It is time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. The Oxo Tower's on the bank of what river?
Thames.
Correct. An ophthalmologist is an expert in the function of what organs?
Eyes.
Correct. Agni is the god of fire in what Asian religion?
Hinduism.
Correct. According to Debrett's, a cotton anniversary celebrates how many years of marriage?
Two.
Correct. What was Simon and Garfunkel's only UK number one single?
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Correct. What is the full name of the film awards called the Razzies?
The Raspberries.
Stop the clock.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the something Raspberries?
The Golden?
Golden Raspberries?
Well done.
He's correct. Well played.
Oh, well done.
Golden Raspberries pushed the chaser back. 12 required now to catch the team. Here we go. Your time starts again now. England plays India for the Pataudi Trophy in what sport?
Cricket.
Correct. Mayella Yuel is a character in what classic American novel?
Little Women.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I'm going to guess The Scarlet Letter, but I
don't... It's wrong. Correct answer is To Kill a Mockingbird. 11 required to catch the team. Your time starts again now. In what US state was the group the Eagles founded?
California.
Correct. Bort is a powder made from fragments of what precious stone?
Diamond.
Correct. Who directed the original production of the musical Cats?
Lloyd Webber.
Stop the clock.
Tim Rice is the other one?
No. He's the lyricist. I think it's Trevor Nunn.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 10 now required to catch the team. 1 minute and 6 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. In what sitcom did Renee have the codename Nighthawk?
Hello, hello.
Correct. Sydney Rock and Blue Point are types of what shellfish?
Crabs.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Oyster.
Is correct. Well played. Great answer. Oyster. Sydney Rock oysters. OK, push the chaser back. 10 now required to catch the team. 56 seconds remaining. Time starts again now. What mode of transport is a monohull?
Boat.
Correct. According to her nickname, how heavy was singer Tessie O'Shea?
2 tons.
Correct. A bianco is what colour in Italian?
White.
Correct. Switch It On was a hit for which pop idol winner?
Kelly Clarkson.
Stop the clock.
No idea.
I think it's Will Young.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 8 now required to catch the team. 41 seconds remaining. The time starts again now. Which Frenchman directed the films Nikita and Lucy?
Luc Besson.
Correct. SI is an abbreviation for what New York borough?
Staten Island.
Correct. In rugby union, what's the modern name for a wing forward?
Flanker.
Correct. What's the male equivalent of a niece?
Nephew.
Correct. Which wife of one of the Beatles was born in Tokyo?
Yoko Ono.
Correct. In Africa, Al Sud is a vast swamp around which river?
Nile.
Correct. Zhongni is the literary name of what Chinese philosopher?
Confucius.
Correct. The London Bees is a women's team in what sport?
Football.
Correct. Oh, here we go. 5 opportunities to push back, 4 executed. What was the one we missed?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Maggie, you were a seriously good player.
But not good enough to beat Mark.
Yeah, but you know what? Pushed him all the way. 6 seconds remaining. That's good. Ian, hope you've enjoyed your day.
It's been a great day and I've really enjoyed it.
Thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. I have to take away the £32,000 and tell you that Ian and Maggie, you have been caught and view the chase is over. Good team.
Phew. There were some great pushbacks as well. There's a rule in this game. 5 pushbacks equals a win for the contestants.
Ooh.
And they got 4.
Yeah.
One more player or one more pushback, they'd have won that.
Indeed. Well, there you are.
Thank you.
The Beast can go backstage now and relax. Or can he? There'll be someone else wanting to take some money off him soon, that's for sure. Please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.
Could you outrun a chaser? The new Chase quiz book containing 2,000 questions from the show is out now and available from bookshops.